So you got a couple of reviews I wanted to go over, but since we were just talking about Lollapalooza, will you be reviewing the food there this year?
I think so. If I can't fob it off on someone else, I'll be there.
Do you need somebody to go with you and kind of give a hand?
You know, every year I politely ask the Lolla people if I can have an extra wristband for an assistant, which would make life very easy for me, and they say, yeah, that's adorable. No, they're they're kind of swamped with media requests, so I get my one, and I'm grateful for that.
You're kidding. They got a 250,000 people there giving them $400, and they don't have two wristbands for you?
Well, you know, Greg gets one and several other Chicago Tribune people are covering it. We've got a bunch of people out there and
okay.
Yeah.
Is the food there pretty good?
It's decent. It's gotten to where it's kind of sort of a like best of taste of Chicago, if you will.
I agree.
There are fewer vendors, so it's a little better that way. They get a few people that are unique to Lolla, which is nice, but they also have a lot of duplication. Lou Malnati does that and Taste. Charlie Robinson goes to both places. Smoke Barbecue tends to go to both places. So there's a lot of overlap as well.
Well, to me, for concert food, you're there for the music to start. And
right.
If the food is not, it isn't just hot dogs and beer, then, you know, hooray.
Exactly. And for most people, going to Lolla is an all-day,
yeah,
way into the late into the
you're
night
eating
experience.
A couple of meals
so
there.
You've got to eat.
You wrote in the Tribune a 3-star review for Band of Bohemia.
Yeah, I've done that before, actually, but they have a new chef, a newish chef. He's been there since July, and he's really, I think the food's up a notch, and it's really, really good. It's a fun concept anyway because they make their own beer, and then they've got a really nice wine program and some nice cocktails, and then they have a chef who is tasked with coming up with dishes that are friendly to all those things.
I've seen this place. It's in Ravenswood. What street's
right.
it on?
It is on Ravenswood.
It's on Ravenswood.
It is just south of Lawrence, and... Yeah.
Band of Bohemia. And they describe it, you point this out in your review, the first Michelin-rated brew pub.
Yeah.
That's the best of both worlds, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, Michelin has bestowed a bib gourmand or two on a brew pub, but they've got a star, and they've kept it now for 2 years, so good for them.
Is it expensive?
Not really, not in the context of one Michelin star restaurant, certainly. But you will, the entrees are probably in the top 20 into lower 30s.
Well, that's more expensive than a lot of brew pubs
right.
in town.
But they do a lot of other appetizers. You can kind of load up on smaller plates and not spend so much.
What would you order there? What did you really enjoy there?
I really enjoyed the way he did duck. He did a duck breast, and he put a lot of... He put a lot of Middle Eastern spices on it and made the skin on top super crispy, and that's where all the spices are sitting, and it was really really delicious.
Well, in your review, look at this picture of this fried eggplant.
Yeah, that's a fun little, you know, fried eggplant, but done with a Middle Eastern vibe, and they put it on naan bread, which they make themselves, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks like like a Mexican dish or something like that, but it looks delicious. Oh, my gosh.
It is. It's a pretty addictive little thing, even then. And, you know, if it gets kids to eat their eggplants, so much the better.
Okay, so Elif also asked you if you had any places, now that we are soon going to be venturing out, some places with a view?
Yep.
Okay, before you answer that? Phil Vitale writes about not music for the Chicago Tribune, though the lineup has been announced, so we're tapping into some of that today, but he's the restaurant critic over at the Trib. So, Band of Bohemia, not a band, a restaurant, really good in Ravenswood. That's been there for a while, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been there about, I want to say, 4 years now.
And you gave it 3 stars
in
the Chicago Tribune. Is that in today's paper?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I saw it online, too.
Read all about it.
So, any places that you like if you are just, if we ever hit 60 degrees and sunny and people go nuts again, where would you
sure.
go?
Well, there's a couple, like Nomi Kitchen is a good one because they have the beautiful windowed view of Michigan Avenue there in the Park Hyatt Hotel, and they have that beautiful windowed view of Michigan Avenue and the water tower and stuff like that. They also, on the side, have a nice outdoor patio. It's sort of a rooftop, although it's not the very top of the building. It's just where that section of the building ends, and that's just a lovely little place.
We love that spot, and they have little heated or little fire pits out there, if we're talking about the same place, and it's just totally cozy, and you wouldn't know it's there when you walk by on Michigan Avenue.
No, not at all. Not at all. The Peninsula Hotel has a beautiful outdoor space attached to its Shanghai Terrace restaurant. It's the actual terrace. And the furniture they've spent to decorate that place up, it's gorgeous. But you're kind of in, it's a city view like a concrete canyon view, because all the buildings around you are taller than you from where you're sitting in there.
So but do you like that?
I do. I like the, given these buildings, yeah, because everything's uplit and it's gorgeous and there's nothing, it's so cool. You really feel like I'm in the city.
That's the Peninsula you're talking about
the
now.
Peninsula Hotel, yeah.
Give me another place you like.
I always like Piccolo Sogno, which is where Halsted Street and Milwaukee Avenue and Grand Avenue meet. And it's a wonderful Italian restaurant, and it's been around for quite a while. But their outdoor area, their outdoor space is so, it's got a big privacy fence, so you'd never know you were on, you know, this heavily trafficked street. And they've got mature landscaping in there, and it's beautifully uplit and all the rest of it. And if you go there on a sultry July evening, you will see, you'll get in there and be told there's about a 30-35 minute wait for an outdoor table, but we can seat you inside now. And people are all going, yeah, no thanks. I'm going to sit at the bar for a little bit, have a drink, and then I want to sit outside.
Piccolo Sogno.
Piccolo Sogno, my little dream.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We still haven't played that game yet where we give you the name of the restaurant. You have to tell us either what it means or why they named the restaurant that.
Right.
That's coming to a segment
near
you.
I should start studying.
Give me one more place you like for a view.
I like the J. Parker, which is in the Hotel Lincoln, right? It's 1816 North Clark, but it's really where Lincoln begins, the very beginning of Lincoln Avenue. And it's up on the 13th floor, and it was a place you'd love to go when it was nice out. And beautiful views of Lincoln Park itself, and nice views of the skyline if you turn the corner a little bit. And then they put then they enclose the whole thing with glass, and it can be retracted, and it's a four-season space. So you can go up there no matter whether it's pouring rain or really, really cold and still be comfortable. The only catch is a lot of people think of this. And so sometimes
the secret's out, huh?
It can be a little crowded up there, or if it's really crowded, they won't let you up because they have rules.
Phil Vitale writes about the restaurant scene in the Chicago Tribune. His review of Band of Bohemia's in the print edition today. You can always read him online at chicagotribune.com/dining. And we'll take Phil's list of places we asked him about, plus some we didn't get to today, and we'll put them up on my Facebook page. I'm WGN King John. We'll put that up before 3. It's 1:57 now. I got to let you go, Phil. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for being patient. We got caught up with that election stuff.
Well, you can't. That was a pretty big story.
It's an amazing story.
That was a pretty big story. All these messed up ballots, and she's on, she's off. I feel horrible for the candidate.